John, it's taken 7 matches, but you're now in the black.
Yeah, it was Cookie was saying this morning he wanted to leave us with positive points, so it was important to get above naught. So yeah, we are. I don't feel that we've really deserved to wait this long for our first win. We haven't played. We've had enough games where we've played well enough to possibly have got across the line, but we've just struggled to get across the line, to get that final sort of 20 minutes of cricket which we could get going in our favour, and fortunately today we managed to get that.
It looked for a while like Colin Ingram particularly might try and drag things on into late afternoon, and then you were maybe looking at circumstances similar to Bristol at the start of the season. As it was, you got the wickets that you needed and gave yourselves plenty of time, and then fantastic start from the openers, Steele and Cook putting on 129.
Yeah, they're quite fine lines. You know, if their last couple of wickets had gone through another 10 or 15 overs, then that might have made quite a difference. I mean, that might have been another 40 runs and 15 overs less, then that could have been quite tight. There was a little bit of a run scoring pressure, I suppose, but as long as the two guys were positive, and I thought they were outstanding in the way they set about that run chase. Nothing too outrageous, but just positive and good intent.
It's a shame Steve Cook couldn't have finished with a century. He just didn't have enough runs to chase, did he? But he's left you on a high, his highest score in the championship. He said he wanted to leave the members here with something to remember him by, and he's managed to do that today.
That was a super knock. It was a super partnership, and I think the dressing room is just generally really pleased for him. He's been trying so hard. Hasn't always gone well for him. Hasn't gone as well as he'd liked, I'm sure. But he has been. He's been working damn hard against this Duke's ball. And for him to get like a match-winning partnership and a match-winning innings at the end of that game is great for him to leave us with.
Now, it all changed from here. Tom Latham, the New Zealander, comes in to replace Steve Cook. And next week, we have this series of games under floodlights, the week after summer solstice, which is a bit of a strange one. But you're playing Worcestershire here for 4 days with a pink ball. 2 o'clock start. You've got Ben Stokes and Mark Wood back as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting to have, obviously, Ben and Mark back in the side. Don't see a lot of them these days, but It's great when they are available, and they always enjoy playing for us as well, which is good. The pink ball is going to be interesting again. Bit of unknown for everybody, but be the same for both sides. And as you say, with its how much effect the lights will have is difficult to say. When if we get cloudless days, then 9 o'clock's not too dark here.
The pink ball, I mean, you were the pioneers of it, weren't you? It was Durham who played the MCC in 2010 in Abu Dhabi, and then you were out there again in 2014. So there are a few players in this team, Chris Rushworth and one or two others, who've played in those matches, and Chris has also played in those games for the MCC against other opponents.
Yeah, slightly different pink ball. They've changed the manufacturer of the ball for these games, so we're using the Duke's pink ball. And also, I do think that in England, with the long twilight period, it doesn't get dark quickly here. It gets dark over a long period of time. That will have an effect as well. In Abu Dhabi, then that period where the lights come on can be a bit spicy for the batsmen, but I don't think it's going to be the same here because it takes so long for the lights to take effect.
Yeah. Your two last games, you could have won at Kent. You got ever so close. You dominated that one. You've dominated Glamorgan. You're going to meet a Worcestershire team coming up here for this pink ball match who are in fine form as well this season. I think they've just lost the one.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to lose today, but unfortunately they had a really good run chase themselves and chased down 400. So they're going to come here confident. They're going to come here feeling good about their cricket, which is it'll make for good cricket because even though we've only won the one game, I think certainly the last two championship games we feel that we've bossed them. We played really well at Canterbury but couldn't quite get across the line. We've had two or three games before that which easily could have gone our way if we just had maybe 15 minutes more cricket go our way in the whole of the 4 days. And even this one, we took right to the end of the fourth day, but it seems to be our speciality at the moment.